We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Mark Cerise, we are back, and our Eagles reporter, Elliot Short Parks, joins us, and of course, he's also a big part of the Go Birds podcast. ESP, what is going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys? I just want to first say, I know it's been a rough week for your boy, for the whole LTTB community. So
why you
I
say
wanted
that?
To apologize. Why well, I mean, he got left off the NFL top 100, so I know that was tough for you guys. But sorry, the season starts soon. He can bounce back.
it's nice of you to say that. I'm sure that makes like feel a lot better, Elliot.
No,
I'm sure it did. Yeah.
All right. Well, right off of that, I guess just through looking at a couple tweets and some people that work for the NFL, they pass out those ballots during the season, not like towards the end of the season, but I think the whole process takes 6 weeks based on what I've read. So if they started passing that out in week 8, 9, or 10, the majority of those ballots would have been filled out before the Eagles, well, certainly before they were done the four-game run, but they were struggling up until that point, right? So it's easy to see why he wouldn't have been voted for if the Eagles were under 500 and Carson wasn't playing great at the time.
Yeah, look, I think if they gave it out at the end of the season, he would have easily been in the 90s. I agree with you on that. So I do think, after that late season run, it helped him for sure. But overall, I just think it's, at the end of the day, I think it's an interesting list. It's fun to talk about. The fact he was number three a few years ago and was no longer on the list, I do think is noteworthy. He talked about it yesterday when he spoke with reporters, and he said he doesn't pay attention to it. And he says he's looking forward to going out this year and showing people what he can do. So we shall see where he ends up next year.
Let me ask you this. Why is it so noteworthy what these players think?
Well, because they play against each other. They game plan for each other. I think a lot of players would say that getting the respect of your peers is important. You see the guys that have finished in the top 10 this year that, tweet about how much it means to have their peers recognize them like that. So I think it's just as noteworthy as any other list.
Nah, right. I don't know. I'm talking about how does it impact this team and their ability to win games, or how does it impact him and the way that he's ready to play? In other words, it's not noteworthy. It's players' opinions that aren't very well thought out. The rest of the list completely shows you that. So if I don't buy some of the other players on the top 100 list, why would I care that he's left off of it? Like the entire list, well, I shouldn't say entire list, but 70% of that list.
A lot of it.
70% of that list is ridiculous. It just is.
Well, yeah, there are certainly some ones I disagree with. Todd Gurley at 51, probably not going to agree with that one, right? There definitely are. But in terms of how it impacts him this year, it doesn't impact him. You're right. I mean, where no list impacts his team. I guess you could say it gives him some added motivation. I'd also say that, look, the last time Carson was left off this list was prior to 2017, and we all remember what happened that year. So maybe this is a sign of good things to come.
Mm. No, all this is fodder for haters like yourself and Joe Santaliglio.
Yeah.
That's all this is. It would be noteworthy for or fodder for people in the LTBB. I'm just saying, ultimately, it doesn't mean anything is what I'm saying. So the Eagles fans shouldn't feel like, oh, we're doomed, or Carson isn't a good player, or we shouldn't believe in Carson because a bunch of players during the middle of the season voted on what they thought they saw from highlights as actually breaking down why a guy deserves to be in the top 100 list. I mean, quite frankly, Pat Mahomes has been number four. He hasn't been number one yet. So what does it mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think Mahomes coming in at number four, too, was to what John was talking about. The fact that they voted in, early December. I mean, I can see Lamar coming in at number one. I think that makes sense. But if you vote at the end of the year, I agree. There's no way Mahomes isn't the best player in the NFL right now.
Thank you.
Mm. All right, Elliot. Lane Johnson tests positive for COVID. Nate Jerry and Mailata, they're on the list. They came in contact or they tested positive, whatever it is. So, I mean, what are people saying? What is the this kind of sentiment with the players and the coaches down there as everybody returns to work for the first time like this?
Yeah, so we've gotten a chance to talk to a lot of the players and a lot of the coaches this week. And I would say the overall sentiment that all of them said is they feel extremely safe in there. I mean, they've made a lot of changes down there to the NovaCare. All the entrances are touchless. You get a tracker so they know where you're at in the building. You're tested every day before you go in there. They have social distancing going on in there. The locker room has changed. So once you're in the NovaCare, I do think, you know, people feel safe in there. Now, Lane, of course, and Nate Gary and Mailata have not been in there because they tested positive. So, or at least we know Lane Johnson did. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to pass, I think, 2 tests within 5 days to come back. So they could be back there soon. I mean, Lane Johnson tweeted that he was feeling okay. That's you could guess a sign that he's not experiencing symptoms. He's asymptomatic, which would change his course to get back in. But overall, I would expect all three of them to be back in within, you know, 10 days.
Mm. Oh, Elliot, also depends on how long it takes to get those negative tests. We've seen athletes that feel fine but continue to test positive, even though they're not having symptoms. So really, I mean, we're at the mercy of how long it takes for them to actually get it out of their system.
Yeah, and that's one thing the coaches have talked about this week. You know, when we focus on how the season could be impacted, a lot of times we talk about the players, and that's true. If Lane's gone, that impacts the team tremendously. He's a great player. If Carson were to test positive, that would be a tremendous blow to the team, right? So what the coaches have said is they're also preparing if coaches test positive, right? I mean, you know, if Doug were to test positive, he's no longer there. If Jim Schwartz tests positive, they need a new defensive coordinator. Dave Phipp, the special teams coach, talked today about how so many people on the staff have experience in that role that he's confident if, you know, God forbid he were to test positive, someone could step in. So it is the players on the surface, but in terms of the whole organization, they have all types of plans in place to make up for the potential of a positive test.
Mm. Yeah. Here's Elliot, you got any idea, have they kind of presented to you guys sort of a schedule that these guys are going to sort of be on? In other words, if you could, when will they be on the field, whether it's just the offense, Carson throwing the ball to guys? When do they start doing some type of football stuff?
So this weekend, starting tomorrow, I believe they're allowed in the building to take physicals and to get, like, measured and fitted for equipment. So that's okay. The next stage after the COVID testing. After that point, they're allowed in the building. They go for virtual meetings. At that point, I believe they're able to do some on-the-field work. I know they can do walkthroughs, and I think the quarterbacks and kickers are allowed to, like, you know, interact with the ball in terms of throwing it and kicking it. I don't know if they're allowed to run, you know, a sped up walkthrough, I guess, where receivers are catching it. But I do think, it's around the 17th, they're allowed to start having real practices where there'll be pads, they'll be hitting, and that's when things will start to get intense.
Yeah, because I asked that because Tampa Bay put out that video of Tom Brady throwing the ball around the guys. And I'm like, okay, are they allowed to do this? Because Brady's been breaking rules all offseason, so I don't know if I can just go off of what he's doing down in Tampa. I'm wondering if everybody else is allowed to have this type of interaction with each other at the facility.
Yeah, no, I noticed that as well. I mean, as we've seen, the rules don't always apply to Brady. The fact that he's doing it already and the team is promoting it on their own social media, I could see if someone got footage of it, but the fact the team's promoting it, I did think was noteworthy. As far as I know, they're not allowed to be doing that. I mean, maybe since he's a new player, but I don't think that would be the case. So, yeah, I was curious as well when I saw that video.
Yeah, I think it's just Tom Brady plays by his own rules and doesn't really give a damn otherwise. Yeah. Elliot, two things here. Marquise Goodwin, he obviously opts out, and then Shady McCoy signs with the Bucks. So, do you expect the Eagles to add a wide receiver and or a running back to the mix?
So in terms of running back, Deuce Staley, the running back coach, talked today and said he really likes what he has in that room with Miles Sanders. You mentioned Corey Clement as kind of a veteran-type guy. Then he talked about the two undrafted guys, Michael Warren and Adrian Killen. So I think there's a chance they do it, but Deuce doesn't seem to be desiring one. And in terms of a receiver, I wouldn't sign one. I like the idea of just giving these young guys as many snaps as possible, both into the regular season and in training camp. But the fact they brought in Marquise Goodwin shows they do value a veteran role there in case Rager's not ready, Quez right. Watkins, John Hightower. So I think you could see them bring somebody in there. But if it is, it's not going to be somebody that's going to take any of these guys' snaps. It's going to be someone that's there in case they're not ready.
Yeah, I heard Jim Schwartz made some interesting comments about plans for Darius Slay. Break that down for us.
Yeah, so when the Eagles got Darius Slay, one of the things Howie talked about was, you know, this is a cornerback you can put on another team's best receiver and not worry about it, and a guy that's going to create turnovers. Jim Schwartz talked today and said, look, that's going to be his role. I mean, when they play the Cardinals later this season, he will be covering DeAndre Hopkins. I think that's safe to assume. But at the same time, you don't want to tip off what the defense is doing all the time. So he said there'll be certain games where maybe Darius Slay is on one receiver 75% of the game, or certain weeks where they don't need him to lock into one guy. So they have that there in their pocket if they need to, which is something, I mean, frankly, they haven't had on this team maybe since you played. Like, I can't think of the last shutdown receiver cornerback they've had. So I think it's something that they'll use, and Jim Schwartz is excited to use, but you might not see every week just because they don't want to keep tipping their hands off on what coverages they're running.
Good stuff. That's good news, Elliot. Elliot, I understand that you're going to be driving the Marlins back to Miami. Is that true? You've been asked and you will drive the bus?
Yeah, me and Howard are going to walk him down there on his way to Tampa. Yeah.
You've had an odd job? That is a bad job. You've had an odd job?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I worked at a summer camp. And for some reason, they had me do this. I don't know why, but my job was I had to stand in the ocean and make sure none of the kids went out too far. And as a result of that, I basically just stood there and took waves to the back all day. And I had no idea when the waves were coming. So, you know, I got a nice tan, which is good, but the job sucked outside of that. I definitely say that.
I thought you were going to say a shark bit you or something. There's been a bunch of shark attacks on the East Coast here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, thankfully that did not happen, though.
No. All right. Well, there you have it. Ellie, appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
Yeah, talk to you guys later.
All right, there he is, ESP. Yes, yeah, there's a woman up in Maine, a great white got her.
Saw it.
Chomp. And then in Long Island, there were a couple bites, too. You ever see a shark, Ike?
Of course I have.
Well, like when you're out in the water, not in like
no,
an
I don't
aquarium.
Go out in the water. Yeah, that's why I don't go out in the water.
Is that why?
Yes.
Is that one of the reasons or the main reason?
No, that is the reason I don't go out in the ocean or anything else. I could go up to my knees in the water, stand, let the water, let
but,
the
But
the
that's
waves.
All you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not going out there swimming.
You're not body surfing?
No. No.
No boogie boarding for you, Ike?
No.
Just because of sharks?
Yeah.
They're not that prevalent.
Yeah, just because of sharks. You're exactly right. You know, my luck, I'll be the one who gets bitten out there.
I feel like you've had pretty good luck.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Listen, that's like I said, that's the reason why I won't go out in the water. Mm. I'll stand, let the waves come up. I love that. Splash shit.
You ever see it?
That's about it.
What are you, 12? You're 40. Like, you're in your 40s.
I'm
Who
a
still
man.
Gets excited for that?
No, he's not 40s. He's in his 40s.
You sound like a 12-year-old.
So is that what you do?
Exactly what I'm doing, though. That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes.
You never saw a sand shark? Because they're in shallow waters, too.
Oh, yeah?
Goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, well, listen, if I see that, then I'm not even doing that anymore.
If you ever, when you watch people that fish offshore, and I don't, but that'll cast offshore, a lot of times you'll see them dragging a sand shark. And it's just these, it's like probably like 2 feet.
Oh, yeah, I know the sand sharks. Thing. I've seen them at the aquariums. I've been in an aquarium a million times.
I went, when I lived on the islands, two separate occasions, like, mm-hmm. I saw a shark.
There you go.
No.
Serious shark?
It was like 5 feet, a reef shark.
That's what I said. There you go.
So.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, like, the first time I wasn't sure, and then it was a shark, but I was just like, I'm going to pretend it wasn't. And then the second time, I just said to my buddy that I was with, and he goes, yeah, you see him out here all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need to surf anymore then. I don't need a reef shark, you know, working his way, and you could see him coming too.
Yeah,
and you're like, all right, what the hell is that? Because you see the dorsal fin, and you're like, that's a shark. Yeah, and it was a big son of a gun too.
Now I'm the dude at the ocean that yells out, shark! Yeah, scare the hell out of everybody, man.
215-592-9494.
I'm no fun to go to the beach with.
No.
No. Because A, I'm gonna get up to go walk on the beach at about 6 or 7 in the morning.
That's what I do, too.
And then I'm not coming back out to the beach until about 6 or 7 that night.
What's the best time?
Yes.
Yeah, late afternoon beach is good.
Yes.
Early morning.
That's all I do, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, kids, y'all going on out there. Be careful.
So do the kids and the wife, do they go during the day?
Yeah.
So they'll go and they'll have their fun. Can you not sit down and just, like, You know what a lot of people like to do, like me?
Sure.
I sit down. I'm going to bring Todd Zielecki's book, mm-hmm. actually, down, because I haven't read it yet. Sit on the beach, you know, read the book.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Put your feet in the sand.
Yeah.
That's what I like to
that's
do.
What right, I do it, that's what I do at 6. I'm not doing that at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's hot out there.
That's the time where you bring the Ike juice down. You kind of hang out, get a nice tan on.
Have you seen me lately? Do I need a tan?
No, it's more.
No, yeah, you've had plenty of sun
exactly,
this year, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm good.
But the Ike juice part is interesting. I know it's illegal to do, but I think everybody does it anyway.
Well, yeah.
It's illegal to do what?
Well, you're not supposed to be drinking on the beach.
You
said not legally, no. But all you have to do is bring a solo cup. Just don't flaunt it.
Yeah, put it in the eddy or something.
Well, yeah, who the hell walks around with a bottle out or anything? Yeah, put it in a cooler.
Well, if you go down the Wildwood, sometimes you see people walking.
Wildwood's a different animal.
I didn't realize that, and that lets you know how often I go to the beach. I didn't know you couldn't bring something to drink to the beach.
Which I will. Yeah. You know, I'll have some White Claws or something out.
Yeah.
In the sun. 215-592-9494. We're asking for, with everything else that we're talking about, but we're asking for ideas to, because I don't believe the NFL season's going to happen unless they get in a bubble. Now, they may start it, and they may have to stop it, but your better bet is to right now, I know it's late in the game, right? It's already August 1st tomorrow, and the season's supposed to start, what, in 5 weeks after that, Ike? 5-6 weeks after that?
September 10th, I believe, is the first game, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, but there's still time to say, you know what? On second thought, let's bubble it up. Let's get to a bubble. Major League Baseball is not going to work. I'm very worried about that season finishing. Another team has positive tests today. I just think that the smartest thing to do right now is to bubble it up. Don't push forward. Don't try to make the season happen because you know what's going to happen. Odds are it's not going to work.
Dude, we are 6 weeks away from yesterday from the season starting.
Well, we have countdowns already in our returns. 44 days.
Yeah, we are
44 days.
Yeah, we are 6 weeks away from yesterday. From yesterday, it's exactly 6 weeks the NFL starts.
Wow.
Yes. Thursday night, Chiefs, Texans, Mahomes, Watson. It will happen.
Okay. Yeah, it may happen, but then week three, whoever's playing whoever may not happen, and that's my worry. Maybe push it back a couple of weeks. I get it. It's not ideal. Push it back. Make sure that you see the season through. Get in a bubble. Let's go to Jeff in Bristol. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Yo, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I just have an idea for you. I just tuned in, so if somebody said this already, I apologize. But what about using all the abandoned Olympic villages all over that they build up and then use for the Olympics, and then they just sit there and do nothing?
Well, where is there? We're in Japan. Send them over there to that Olympic Village.
Yeah, I think there's like 3 or 4, maybe even more than that, like all over the place that they use one time and then never use again. I think Brazil has one.
Believe me, I played in that Tokyo Dome. That ain't fun. Yeah, I played in the Tokyo Dome preseason game, Atlanta versus Indy.
Is that right?
Yep.
What was that like?
Not fun.
What's the Tokyo? Is there a comp, an American comp, like maybe the old Astrodome? I don't think you played in that.
The Vet.
But a dome. So
yes.
A domed veteran stadium was the Tokyo.
Yes. The turf was so old. I don't think they changed it from whenever they put it in there.
80s.
Yeah, whenever it was there. It hasn't changed. Now, this was 05 or either 06, I believe. I think it was 05, my first year down there. We flew 14 straight hours to Tokyo, bro, for a freaking preseason game.
Is that when they're trying to really make the game global?
I guess.
Like when NFL London was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I slept on a 5-foot bed that was maybe a foot off the ground.
On the plane or
no,
there?
At the hotel.
That's all they had?
Well, they don't have people. I mean, they don't have ball players our size walking around, so most of the hotel rooms are for
smaller people?
Yeah, they aren't for 6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
They're for me.
Seven, yeah.
I would have been quite comfortable.
Oh, yeah, you would have been. Listen, you would have had room left at the end of the bed for you.
I've been screwed my whole life being short.
Ah, so I don't care then.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you're asking about, like, the facilities or what have you, from back then, that was 05, it nothing looked like it had been upgraded. So I don't
Since
know.
Since it was built.
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like right now. Because when's the last time they tried to play football over there?
Yeah, I don't even know. Probably then, right?
That was it.
That might have been it. But
so they haven't played a game over there in 15 years?
That's a long flight. Did you guys have it? Were you on a charter? Did you have a better plane?
747.
So did you have, I mean.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, staff, coaches,
I've never been
players.
On a plane with an upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, the upstairs part was for people that weren't football players and coaches. I'll just leave it there.
And then all the players were downstairs.
Yeah, the coaches and players were downstairs. The upstairs part was for everybody else that got to go
in the traveling party.
Yes, yes.
Got you. Yeah, never been. Never. I've never even seen a plane like that. Just on TV. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Let's go to Eric in Haddonfield. Eric, go ahead. How are you?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What is up?
I got you also remember when you guys did the show probably a couple months ago asking if you could be Flyers fans?
Yes.
I called in that day, but
you said we couldn't.
No, then you changed my mind. So here we go. For the Flyers this weekend, I know you guys aren't hockey guys. Just look at the way they move the puck outside the zone, and that's going to tell you outside their defensive zone, and that's going to tell you where you're going to need to know if you watch any of the games.
I can tell you just based on what I saw, they look good, but also the odds I saw that were out. They have the third highest odds to at least make the Stanley Cup far as in the East. So
okay. Some
people are saying that this is a good team, Eric.
Oh, it is a good team. It's a good team. And, you know, getting the puck out of your defensive zone is the number one priority. You know, you can't win games in your own zone.
How do you expect the game to look, Eric, from a fan standpoint, watching it on TV without fans at the game?
It reminds me of the Winter Classic.
Okay.
And Stadium Series. I mean, I like what they did covering up the seats. I watched a little bit, at least in Toronto. They put like some cloth fabric over the seats.
Okay.
And it doesn't look empty. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like the Citizens Bank Park.
Because I know with hockey, they do tend to pan the crowd a lot more than you see with other sports. Like the crowd is in the shot.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah,
it's in the shot of the game. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think, like I said, it looks like any of the outdoor games that they have with the crowds are kind of like hundreds of feet back where you can't see them.
Yeah, yeah, it actually, what I saw, Eric, wasn't distracting at all. Watching the NBA last night, I wasn't. I mean, I didn't
loved
worry
it.
About any of it.
Yeah,
it was great.
It. Yep.
What's your odd job, Eric?
So, obviously, this goes with me, but I was a Zamboni driver for probably like 5 years, and it was great, except when the one rink had waterless urinals. And, man, when you think they smell before you pop that seal, it smells like death. I can't even – it was horrible. Also, I had to clean up, you know, puke from kids puking on the ice. Mm. And this one guy tore his bicep off of his arm. And
the bicep was on the ice?
It was in the Zim. Oh, God.
No, but the pain was so much, he literally was just vomiting everywhere. It was gross.
I bet.
It was gross.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's another one. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that vision.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric, thank you. Goodness gracious.
You think that guy missed a shift?
No. Probably not.
Are you kidding me? He's a hockey player.
Stitched it right up and got back out there?
For sure.
Hey, have you ever been in a hockey rink, Jack? I mean, I would ask you, but have you ever been in? I mean, not the Flyers,
you mean
but like
on the rink.
Yeah. Just
oh,
like
you
a,
mean
like a regular community rink?
Yeah,
no,
of course, yeah.
Like skate zone. Like
yeah,
Flyer skate zone.
Like there was a.
I've never been in one.
Up by me, up in Willow Grove, it's called Wintersport, where they had they have hockey. They play hockey there, but they also have where you can go skating. They have like open skating, and I've been there enough times. I can smell it right now. The smell of a rink.
A hockey bag. Like a hockey bag smells terrible.
Oh, lots of sweat?
Yeah, it's all like trapped in there too.
It's
bad.
Stale sweat. Right? Not even good sweat. Stale sweat.
Is there such a thing as good sweat?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, once you go take a shower and you get it out of there. I mean, if we're going to do odd jobs, I have a really odd job that I'll tell you about coming up next. It might be the oddest of everybody. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Also, a brand new Monday Night Football booth that was announced today. Who's going to be calling the games this season? You'll find out coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.